You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A story now of a, to some, disturbing historical legacy left over from the Vietnam War. That war began in a kind of quasi-military secrecy, you'll recall, advisors and CIA operatives trying to gather intelligence on and disrupt the regime of Ho Chi Minh in North Vietnam. But eventually the war scaled up to a giant Cold War conflict involving millions of U.S. military personnel. But the secret component of the Vietnam War also scaled up when Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon made the decision to open a clandestine war front in Laos and Cambodia. The CIA was given the responsibility of recruiting fighters sympathetic to the U.S. cause. Thousands of these were of the Hmong ethnicity, a group that has thrived in the Mekong River Valley since the 19th century, where they arrived after being driven from their homes in China. These fighters fought a losing battle, though, and many were repatriated to the USA. But because they fought for the CIA and not, strictly speaking, the U.S. Army, Air Force, Navy, or Marines, they are not permitted burial, along with other Vietnam-era veterans, in national or state veterans' cemeteries. A new bill that's moving through the Minnesota Veterans Service Committee to the Minnesota Government Finance Committee, and the legislature is trying to change all that. Hmong American Michael Yang is one of the proponents of the bill. His father, John Yang, fought for the U.S. in Vietnam, but when he died in 2006, he was not allowed to be buried in a veterans' cemetery. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Also with us to give some statewide perspective on this issue is Mark Brunswick, a reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, who's been following this story. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So, Michael Yang, how important is this to you? I mean, I asked the question. It's sort of obvious, but explain to me what's at stake here for you.
This is very, very important for me, and I could speak for the younger generation of the Hmong Americans in the United States and nation and internationally. It's because this will bring closure. This is part of the history that gives the meaning to the presence of the Hmong Americans in the U.S. Our parents' dedication, they were recruited, they were trained, they were supplied, directed by the U.S. and paid for by the U.S. to fight for American interests. And this is very important because it gives us a history of who we are, the relationship that we have with freedom and democracy with the United States goes way back to our parents, and very, very important for the young people, as well as even more important is for the dying out veterans. We have a very small number of them. And their last dying wish, like my father, is to be buried like a soldier alongside people who fought and died for freedom and democracy. So this is almost like the last wish that these veterans have.
Michael Yang's father, John Yang, fought for the U.S. in Vietnam. But when he died in 2006, as we mentioned, not allowed to be buried in a veteran cemetery because he fought for the CIA as one of the thousands of Hmong tribesmen who fought alongside the United States in the secret war in Cambodia and Laos. Mark Brunswick, a reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, is there a tension between this notion of the Hmong being collaborators recruited by the CIA and this notion of them fighting alongside all the other soldiers who essentially were carrying the American flag in one way or another?
Well, the tension as it is with this cemetery issue is pretty simple. It's there's some very strict eligibility requirements to be buried in a national or state veterans cemetery. You either have to have died in active duty or you have to have been a veteran who had been honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces or families or dependents. And the feeling with at least the Minnesota Veterans Affairs Office is that those eligibility requirements are pretty strict, and they also apply federally, so that if you change those in any way at a state level, you lose the possibility of federal funding.
Now, this feels very bureaucratic, but boy, it didn't sound that way when Jerry Kaiser, a U.S. Army aviator who had two tours in Vietnam, who's also vice chairman of the United Veterans Legislative Council, he's a U.S. vet who is permitted to be buried in one of these cemeteries, and he's actually feeling very much bonded with the Hmong here and testified in support in Minnesota last week.
The Hmong, we asked them to save our pilots and help stop the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They ponied up and sacrificed a lot of their soldiers, as other nations did. However, We promised them that we would take care of them in 1975. We abandoned them, and they gave blood for us, and I believe, in my opinion, that they earned it, and that's what we should do.
Mark Brunswick, abandoned, is that too strong of a term, and is that widely viewed in the community? And we'll ask Michael Yang that in a moment.
Well, obviously, abandoned is a judgment term, but yeah, in a lot of ways, you find that among people coming back to the United States being settled here, long, torturous journeys in resettlement camps, and the idea that the CIA did make promises is pretty well documented. It's kind of interesting the reaction I got from Vietnam veterans when the story ran, are almost universally positive toward allowing Hmong veterans to be buried, but it also just brought up a lot of memories of 40 years ago. So the idea of you know, the Hmong people and their participation in Vietnam is still actually pretty raw for a lot of people.
Any chance this will pass, Mark Brunswick?
Well, it certainly seems like it has clear sailing in the Minnesota legislature. The question is what to do federally, and I think there's a lot of issues that rise up there. Who helped the Americans, Somalis, Afghans, Iraqis, and what happens when those people seek the same sort of deal?
It's a big issue, and it relates to exactly what's going on today. That's Mark Brunswick, reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, who's been covering this story. Michael Yang is the son of a Hmong Vietnam veteran. Do you think this sense of abandonment can possibly be turned around by the passage of this legislation, Michael?
I think so. This is something that will bring closure to it. I could tell you from a personal experience, for the first four years of my life, I hardly see my father. All I know is he's out there, sort of with the American flag, as you mentioned earlier, out there fighting for peace and democracy and making sure that we have that same peace and democracy here in the U.S. because that's what he stands for, is that American flag. And I think that once a person stands for American flags and dies for that flag, then they should be respected. In war, the bullets know no different between knows different except that you die for something when you are in war. My nephew are now in Kuwait. My another nephew is going to go into war.
The bullets don't distinguish, that's for sure. Michael Yang is the son of Hmong Vietnam veteran John Yang, part of a legislative effort to change the law so that the Hmong can be buried alongside other Vietnam War veterans. Thank you, Michael and Mark.
Thank you.